This is Spencer Beckwith for KUNM. For almost 40 years now, the Indian Pueblo Cultural Center in Albuquerque has been giving the public a chance to experience the culture, history, and art of the Southwest's Pueblo people. The center's 10,000 square foot museum, exhibit galleries, and outdoor performance spaces are all owned and operated by the 19 Pueblos of New Mexico. On October 4th and 5th, the first weekend of Balloon Fiesta, the center celebrates Pueblo culture with the second annual Albuquerque American Indian Arts Festival. And with us for a preview is the executive director of the Indian Pueblo Cultural Center, Travis L. Suazo. Travis, the center offers lots of events year-round, almost every day of the year. What's different about a festival?
We felt an arts festival would allow us to engage our local artisans with an opportunity to sell to visitors from throughout the world and the United States that are embarking upon the city of Albuquerque during the Albuquerque Balloon Fiesta. We have some strict guidelines regarding the type of art and categories that can be represented, as well as really promoting the authenticity of the materials that are used in the art, particularly in the area of jewelry, but also allowing visitors to engage directly and talk with the artists. Quite often when we have visitors from throughout the United States that may not know the right questions to ask about certain pieces of art, this allows them to dialogue and have that personal interaction, that one-on-one.
More than 50 artisans from the area taking part.
Correct. We'll have artisans from the 19 Pueblos, as well as the Navajo Nation, as well as other tribes from throughout Indian country that'll be here for this festival.
Including dancers.
Including dancers.
Every weekend you have dancers, but this will also be an important part of this weekend.
It will. We have an expanded program that'll be happening at the Indian Pueblo Cultural Center. We'll have dance groups from the Pueblo of Zuni, Okeowingue, Powaki, Acoma, Zia, and you can't forget the White Mountain Apache dancers from Arizona.
And very, very special musical guest on Saturday afternoon.
We're very, very fortunate to have Carlos Nakai with William Eaton and Will Clipman. They've been called the Southwest Supergroup because of their ability to blend their sounds of flute, percussion, and string instruments through improvisation.
Lovely. There's also something called the Pueblo Throw.
It's part of our history in Pueblo country. During our feast days, those individuals that are named after a patron saint on those feast days, their families throw in honor of that saint, but also in honor of that individual. Not only food items, but other products are thrown from the roofs of homes as a sign of sharing and community, and also as a part of being compassionate to our fellow people. But what we have here in a public context is a representation of that. And in sharing with our Pueblo hospitality, we will be having a, for the most part, a modified Pueblo throw from one of our balconies for our visitors. And visitors sometimes don't know what to quite make of it when they're seeing it and experiencing it. But part of what we do is we explain the purpose and the intent of it. And it's a sign of acknowledgement and respect.
One of the ways that the Pueblo Center describes itself to the world is the gateway to the 19 Pueblos of New Mexico. The hope is that visitors to the center will then move on to the individual Pueblos.
We are often the first place where visitors come into Albuquerque, into New Mexico, to learn about our Pueblo communities and our other Native communities in general. They get a sense of who we are, our history, our art, our culture, and then we promote our other tribal communities that are equipped to handle visitors. Acoma and Taos are very well known nationally for accepting visitors and have structured tour programs. Acoma Sky City has a beautiful museum and cultural center, but we also have many more gems that are along the trail throughout New Mexico. We have Puyehue Cliffs up in Santa Clara. We have along the Jemez Mountain Scenic Byway, we have Walatoa Visitor Center. And we can't forget the wonderful gems that we have with our tribal resorts along the way as well.
Of course, during the festival, the museum at the center is going to be open, and you have three exhibits that are running there now.
We do. We're very happy to present 100 Years of State and Federal Policy and the Impact on Pueblo Nations, which looks at the last 100 years, 1912 to 2012, and policies and laws that have impacted Pueblo people, our communities. But really what it is a great example of the resilience of our Pueblo people that have come before us and how they've risen to the challenges of these policies and laws. We also have Albuquerque Indian School Retrospective with a Vision Forward, which looks at the Albuquerque Indian School. And the Indian Pueblo Cultural Center is actually located on the old Albuquerque Indian School campus.
Right.
So we find that it's very important for visitors to not only understand the history of the Albuquerque Indian School, but also to understand the place in which they're coming to visit and what it used to be. We also have Generations of Prayer, Song, and Dance, which is a photography exhibit by Larry Phillips Sr. from Okeowinge. Mr. Phillips is actually a first lieutenant governor at the Pueblo of Okeowinge. Not only does he present photographs of dance and individuals in regalia from that community, he also has allowed us to present some of the dance objects that go with dancing in the community. There's a small portion of the exhibition that looks at the Matachinas and that particular dance, which is a blend of Spanish and Native dance. So we're very happy to present in all of our exhibitions history, art, culture from a Pueblo perspective, from a Pueblo voice, and that's a very important aspect of what we present in our exhibitions.
Travis L. Suazo is director of the Indian Pueblo Cultural Center, located just north of I-40 on 12th Street in Albuquerque. On Saturday and Sunday, October 4th and 5th, the center hosts the Albuquerque American Indian Arts Festival. For information, visit indianpueblo.org. I'm Spencer Beckwith, reporting on the arts for KUNM.